say for Purim. We're holding, I think, Amud Samach Vav by the Pasach Lepischa of the Maral Seid of our Chodesh is on the Megillah with the Chazal, like all is for Ma, that Chazal is the Iker. So the Gemara starts off with a whole series of Pasach Lepischa by Pasha, that all different Amoraim would have Akdama to the Parasha from different Psukim and Inyanim. So each one is a sort of a Nakuda that is kind of, I guess they would call an overview or a Nakuda's Pesach. So there's about another Amid and a half where he's going through all each Pasach Lepischa. So Samach Vav on the right side. Ebchanina Bar Papa Pasach Lepischa Lahai Parasha Mehacha. He would introduce the Megillah with the following pasuk. It says in Tehillim, "Hirkafta enes d'Rashenu," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed on top of us somebody who is human-like. In other words, it's going to be someone that's going to be most on Klal Yisrael, that's enosh. Bonu be'eshu b'mayim. So it says, "Bonu be'esh." That's the Nebuchadnezzar. Like Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into the fire. So that was an Isoyin through Esh. "B'mayim bimei paro." "V'atatzeinu l'rvoya bimei haman." Upir says. So, what's the point of associating this pasuk with these three types of Egolias, with Esh, with Mayim, and with Haman, who is the third type? This was, in a certain sense, the hardest and harshest of all the Golosin. In all the other Golosin, there was not a... there wasn't an exact inyan of kloya. There were issues that caused friction and problems. If we can give a mashal, and he's pretty much going to give this mashal soon, if you have two things that at a certain point they're colliding at an angle, so that means they're not, first of all, when things collide at an angle, they damage each other, but they don't destroy each other. When it's a head-on collision, it's destroying each other. And also, when it's a collision at an angle, it's really two different lines that happen to have a point of intersection. When two things are head-to-head, it doesn't happen to have a point of intersection. They are they contradict each other. So he's going to explain all the other Kinesol Yisrael Mem Umas. Why? Kasha Yisrael Nivdolim Ufrashim Umas Hashem Yoytzim Min HaYoysha Veim Noytim El HaKotze. We've explained it a few times before, and this is the Maral uses this term, this terminology a lot. If a derech is a line, in other words, this is the Hanhaga, and you go, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a derech, if you go off on a tangent, if you are deflected somewhat, so that's called you're going to a katzeh, you're going off to an edge, and it will lead to an end at some point, because the only derech that lasts is what's called derech Hashem, which is the straight derech. So, l'moshal, on a highway, you might have cars going on slightly different angles. If it's a big enough road, you can continue going like this, but at some point you're going to go off. The only way you can keep going with the road is if you're aligned exactly with the road. So other Umas Ha'olam, and this is an important key in understanding their Mahus. Let's take an example. A person builds buildings. A person makes houses. So he has on staff an interior decorator whose job is to lay out the houses in a very nice way. Now, let's say this person goes and decides to take control of the development of the firm, of this particular development. And everything is built in accordance with the dictates of aesthetics. So that a pillar right over here is not going to be good because it's not pretty. We're going to put the pillar over there. Now, it will cause the building to collapse because aesthetics can decide the structure of a building. But it's not that the aesthetics is contrary to a building. It has a place in the building. It represents a particular facet of the building. And as long as it keeps within that, it would be okay. It's when it tries to take itself and see itself as a metzias that you get into a problem. So all du masa olam, Klal Yisrael is yosher, and the name Yisrael is yosher. Klal Yisrael is straight in the sense it is aligned, meant to be aligned perfectly, or Klal Yisrael's ruchnistik metzias is aligned perfectly with the direction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Umas olam are not. So if an Ummah has a particular affinity for aesthetics, that's very nice. Yafta lakim liyefes, Baal Hashem, Mishkan Baal Hashem, it means Yefes's role as supporting Hashem is very, very nice. But when it tries to become something of its own, it's destructive. That's the mahus of the other Ummas, and that's where they get into a problem with Klal Yisrael. But that's what they all are. There's a water a nation that's associated with water. So water was the element. He said Leah or the shlita over water was considered the mahus of Paro, and therefore, he tried to drown Klal Yisrael with water. He saw that the Mashiach would be nechav with water. There was their mahus. And their problem was they wanted to be sholeit, and that couldn't be. V'yesh u'ma shekzal shema esh. Ke'elu shtayim em yoytzim na'kotze, zebechmim zebechkuris. There's a pnimius to what he's saying here. He's meramas. The two primary midas, midas adin and midas arachmim, are represented with water and fire. Michoel is water. Gavriel is Eish, and it says Oyse Shalom Bimromov. Hakadosh Baruch Hu keeps them in line. So water and heat represent two opposites. We spoke a lot when we spoke about the difference between stone, which was destroyed by Eish, and marble, which was destroyed by Mayim. Each one is a primary meat of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's more than just water and fire. It actually means the entire scope of Chesed versus Din. But be it as it may, the point is, each one is something, a midah, and a different midah. V'yesh rosh Hashem ha'esh ke'elu shnayim yotzen ha'kotzev, zuchir zuchirs. U'lekach ha'mefeichim. V'elu shnei k'tzavos ha'misnagdim li'Yisrael. They carry a certain antagonism to Yisrael. Asher b'ma yoshev ha'shivui. Ki Yisrael nikru yishurun. Ki ha'yoshev b'm v'atzma. In u'pnei sh'umas ha'im yotzim el ha'kotzev. So there's point of friction. For instance, let's say I have I'm trying to relate to somebody who takes certain things and lamashal. By him, sports is the most important thing in life, and all of life is focused on sports. Whereas I see it as something that has to be utilized for avoda, but it shouldn't become a mitzvah in its own right. It will cause friction. But it's not, the word opposite doesn't apply. It's you're taking apart a chelik of something and trying to make it the etzem nekuda. So all of those umis always had his snagdus with Klal Yisrael. But it wasn't as if they were out, that they were out to completely destroy Klal Yisrael. There were parts of Klal Yisrael that irritated them. There were things that run into Klal Yisrael, but it was a midah. Masha Ein Kein, and Klal Yisrael is the Yoisha. Asher Yoisha is Klal Yisrael Nikri Yeshurun. Kya Yoisha Bomba Atzim. Klal Yisrael's instinct is for Yashus. Umipnesha Umis Heim Yoitzim Alakotze. Heim Roitzim Abbas Yisrael Shain Yoitzim Alakotze. Mikol Makoim But that's not called opposite. If I like nowadays sports and somebody else likes, the whole life should revolve around sport, that's not opposite. That's there's a point of distinction, there's a point of of turnoff. But ולכך המצרים היו רוצים להבריס במים, כי מצרים כוחם המים, שהוא קצה איכות, כמו שסבר בכלי גבוס השם. אבל לא רוצה להבריס הכל, רק כל הבן היולות וכו'. ובכן נצר wanted אש, כי רוצה להבריס חנני משוב עזרי באש. לא היו מעבריס הכל, כי אין ההפך מסנגת אל דובר שהוא ממוצע. I can't, in other words, it doesn't, something which is different, is not opposite me, and therefore there are points of matching up as well. If Pliny likes to do X all day, likes music all day, I like music for an hour a day, so there will be common ground. I can't say that this person is diametrically opposite to me because it's not diametrically opposite. It's gone off on a tangent. And it hasn't followed through, but it's not, the word opposite doesn't apply to it. So even though they're different, but you can't say that they are in stark opposition. So neither Paran of Uchad Netzach created a Gzera to completely destroy them. Aval Haman Nikra Tzara Yehudim. V'dava zeh mipnei shayhoi Haman Yisrael k'mei shnei dvorim shemitzirin lzeh lzeh. Shekol echa doichas hasheni legamri ad ki ef sheshila mitzias yachad. I'd like to give a marshal for this. The, for instance, you have groups like the Palestinians that are fighting Klal Yisrael and a lot of hurt, a lot of death, a lot of etc. But it's not opposite. There are common, if A, there are certain things in common, but if, let's say, the Jews who pick us up move to New Zealand, they'd have no problems. There'd be one relationship with them, and it wouldn't be an issue. It's not opposite. The one umma that we can take a demus of something opposite would be Germany, where no matter where the Jews were, what they were, who they were, they tried to find them and kill them, whether they lived in Salonika in Greece or they lived in North Africa. It wasn't for the lack of trying. It just, there were always one matzliach, but as far as they were concerned, if in the North Pole there was a Jew, then they could get hold, and they get hold of him. Even the statements, the philosophy, the kind of, I don't know if the word philosophy is the right word for it, but the kind of ideology that motivated them was that strong, tough, ruthless is goodness. And he faulted most of Christianity for bringing chesed into the world and conscience and morality, but that's something that is head-on-head against Klal Yisrael. In other words, the concept that the strong, the powerful, the ruthless are virtuous, and the giving and the kind and the patient are trash, that is opposite. Good, you know, the Ra is Tov and the Tov is Ra. It's a mirror image of who we were. And Bemela, he says, Amalek, Haman Nikar Tzera Yehudim. He is the enemy of the Jews. V'davazem neshei Haman Yisrok Moshnei Dvarim Shemitzin Zazeh Shekol Echad Deichas Hashem Legami. These are two things that don't allow each other's existence. The word tsar means that it is narrow. Either I'm here or you're here. There is not room for both. That's the word tsorer. The v'chol zeinena shavali. You know, it's not saying that it's like if somebody comes along and he brings you a huge, beautiful birthday cake. And you say, and a person's remark is, you know what, it's excellent, wonderful, but if you would have added just a cherry to the top, that would have been perfection itself. But if I say the whole birthday cake is worthless because there's no cherry on top, so that tells me that I'm only shooting a cherry. Haman said the cholze nina shoveli. It's not the pshat. Ah, I'm a shlemistic person, and if there's one person missing, it's not yet enough. The cholze nina shoveli means without the Jew gone, it's worthless to me. They don't have a metzias. It's either him or me. We cannot coexist. Olekach nikra Haman tsora kimo beis dvarim. She'onu mokam echot shutza legami. V'cholah sheyesh le'echad harvocha. As it's like, imagine two people in a tight space. So as one expands, the other one has to condense. V'cholah sheyesh le'echad harvocha, the word harvocha meaning good or expansion. Dov is a bidra sheni, the other one automatically gets smaller. V'asher him b'mokam echot tsar. It gave us breath. We were able to expand. The golus of Mitzrayim and Nebuchadnezzar was Mayim and Eish, which are damaging and problematic. But here the pshat was, we were crushed in together. It was either they exist and we get crushed, we exist, they get crushed. Okay, let's hold it here. We'll see more mention tomorrow, the hemshich about Amalek and so on.